Hello, welcome back. My name is Fadila Mustafirin. I'm from class Extensive Reading A2, and today I'm going to tell you about what I have read. In this episode, I'm gonna talk about an article called The Education System in New Zealand by Sonia Millay. Education in New Zealand is mandatory between children at the ages of 6 and 16. This means that all children between these ages must attend school. Most children, however, begin their schooling at 5. This period includes a primary and secondary education and is free up to the age of 19. Before this, many children attend early childhood centers, and afterwards, secondary school students may continue on to university, technical institutions, or other forms of tertiary education. Early childhood covers the period from birth to 6 years old and may include both care and education. There are a variety of options such as play centers and kindergartens. A bit of fun fact, kindergarten is a German word meaning children's garden. Okay, back. Most of these centers are taught in English, although recently Kangareo have begun to offer instruction in Maori. What is Maori, you may ask? Well, Maori is the indigenous people of New Zealand. Children attend primary school for 8 years or up to the age of about 13, before progressing to secondary school for a further 5 years, although some students may decide to leave school at 16. The school year is divided into 4 terms and classes run from 9 a.m. until 3 or 3:30 p.m. Now that is a big difference here in Indonesia. Here, the classes run from 7:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. or 5 p.m. It's about 10 hours of school every 5 days. A big difference with New Zealand. Anyway, back to the topic. Most schools use English as the language of instruction, but there are also Kura Kaupapa Maori, which are taught in Maori. While education at primary and secondary level is free in government-run schools, parents are expected to pay for books, uniforms, and extra costs, as such as sports. Private schools can be very expensive. Tertiary education means any education or training that takes place after secondary school. In New Zealand, this includes 8 universities, 3 technical institutes and colleges, and around 1,000 private or industry-run training institutes. All educational facilities are controlled by the New Zealand Qualifications Authority, which ensures the quality of educational programs. Alright everybody, I think that's enough for this episode. And thank you for those who listened to the end. Have an awesome day!